lots of conferences. So lucky that Grand Rapids gets to host probably one every weekend, thanks to the great works of, I know that Moss Convention Center, our Hello West Michigans, our Experience Grand Rapids, and more. So kudos to you. Hope my next guest is feeling welcomed. He and his executive director of the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, John Bracey, in the house. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
Appreciate you. State arts agencies from around the country are arriving in Grand Rapids this week, exploring the dynamic connections among art, education, community, vibrancy. So you are here to brag on what's happening. What's your background, John?
Oh, that's a long and sordid story.
Got 17 minutes.
I'm not going to go that far. So.
All right, well, as long as you're...
I've been involved with this state arts agency here in Michigan since 1990, fiscal 7, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, with the state since 94. So it's an amazing organization.
It's great. Where's home for you?
I live near Flint, actually.
You are a Michigander, all in this together.
Yeah.
John, let's talk. You are excited that the Michigan Council hosts this annual conference. What's happening?
Yeah, it's actually even bigger deal than that. It's not an annual; it's biannual.
Okay.
And generally they look to areas of the country, of course, where there are major population centers. And mm-hmm. You know, this is the nation. This is the 56 state arts agencies. So each protectorate also. So Washington D.C., Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, the Northern Marianas, American Samoa, and Guam also will be here. And the National Endowment for the Arts individual. So it's sort of a big deal. And it was important for me to have them understand Michigan beyond Detroit. You know, they were here in Detroit 16 years ago, I want to say. And I really felt like it was time, which is why I volunteered Michigan. It was sort of time for them to see the state again and a community that, if I can, sort of has embraced, if you want to be a more joyful human being, then you have to be, live in a more joyful place. And the arts and cultural organizations have such a huge role to play in that. And this is a community, Grand Rapids, that I think understands that and has embraced that. And I think the country's going to just love seeing it.
And I'm not going to be all inclusive here, but let's drop the name of the, you know, the Graham, the opera, the theater, the civic theaters, the circle theater. I mean, we're just abundant in arts. And
the ballet, artists created together, Granville Academy.
Let's keep going. Let's just spend the whole next 16 minutes listing those.
Exactly.
Girls' Girl Academy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and thank you that you do bring locally what is to light in our own backyard. The National Assembly of State Arts Agencies. So what are some of the highlights? What are you all going to do this week?
Yeah, National Assembly of State Arts Agencies. That's NASA.
Yeah.
And I was saying yesterday.
Two A's on
the
end.
I was saying that they should be, we're NASA. No, not that one.
Okay.
They're sort of the trade association for all of the state arts agencies, the 56 states and the 6 regional arts organizations. And, you know, they get together, they track what's happening in D.C. We'll be doing some really exciting conversations around national standards and codes. Really, frankly, you would be bored to tears if you attended as an attendee, but the plenary sessions are always amazing. So the National Endowment for the Arts Chairman, Jane Chu, will be in Grand Rapids for the first time. She'll be speaking. My council member, Aaron Dworkin, founder of the Sphinx Organization and currently dean of the art school at University of Michigan, will be speaking. And we have some... I call it local talent because I'm concerned about the state, but we'll be bringing, I thought it would be fun to bring some arts individuals from other areas of the state. So Mosaic Youth Theater from Detroit will be here. Naomi Yamaguchi, who, if you haven't seen Naomi, you can, let me put it to you this way, since it's public television,
yes.
A really good friend of mine is Rich Homburg.
Oh, yes.
From Ann Arbor area, right?
Yeah, he's the president of Detroit Public Television. Rich is also a council member. We have 15 appointed by the governor. And Rich has partnered with us to offer that session, listening to Jane, listening to Aaron, and listening to Naomi. They're streaming that. So it's going to be a live webcast. So you can go to DPTV and listen to Jane Chu and Aaron Dworkin and Naomi, who's 12 and an amazing pianist.
It's good that you are putting the spotlight on the youth. What you've scheduled some sessions around town here to show off some of our most artful locations. You're just a bit early for Art Prize, but tell me what's up.
Well, first, we actually timed it to be a bit early for Art Prize. Christian Gaines, another council member, going to be giving us a tour, sort of a behind-the-scenes look, because the folks that we're dealing with are going to want to see the nuts and bolts of the artist installing their work. So this is the perfect week for them to be here and interact with the artists that are in town. I just think it's going to be really, really exciting. And I didn't want to, because so often they... at these conferences, you go to the hotel and you stay in the hotel. And we're going to be doing some great things at the Amway. There's no doubt about it.
It's an artful place itself.
Exactly. But why not move them around town and seeing some great things that are happening in the city? Yes. Get them moving around.
Hey, Kendall College of Art and Design. Again, you can hang out there, as well as the Grand Rapids Art Museum and more. Talking about artists that have gathered and more state art agencies from around the country arriving in Grand Rapids this week to explore the connections among art education and vibrancy in the community. Local artists will be performing. You mentioned the Mosaic Youth Theater. Mm-hmm. Looks like you, Kinetic Effect. I know those two good men from Kalamazoo.
Yeah, they're a lot of
crazy.
Fun, aren't they?
Your pianist, as you mentioned, a vaudeville spectacle?
Yeah, the Loves, which is an acronym.
Okay.
Don't even ask.
Don't pressure. There, yeah, just Loves,
no,
yes.
Actually, which I've mentioned on a number of occasions, I'm sort of anti-acronym. I actually have an acronym for my anti-acronym policy, Quash. Quit using acronyms so heavily. So,
The Gram, you know,
exactly.
Versus the Grand Rapids Art Museum.
Hey, I'm a government guy. I get lost in alphabet soup. It's a... No, they're just a lot of fun, and we're going to have this the big kickoff will be at the Public Museum. Dale Robertson over there has been a great host, and that the Loves will be there doing their act, walking around. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, in the Public Museum, the Ford Museum, mm-hmm. Children's Museum. What's the takeaway message? This won't happen till year after next, then, right? For your next
correct.
Yes.
I think I know where it's going to be, but I probably shouldn't say. But it's going to be out east. We'll say that.
Well, this is our time. This is
exactly.
Focusing. When do you start? Do you start this Thursday?
They've already started. So they have professional development institutes where the state arts agencies will send their, for example, their arts education coordinators, and they've been here already. They're doing their own professional development institute here, and in fact, I'm going to go and see them at the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts here in a couple of hours.
You drop their name.
The big conference doesn't start until Thursday,
Right.
and Friday.
Will you talk about how... And this is leading the question and maybe an opinion, but how to keep arts alive in the classroom? I mean, are we cutting art classes still?
Yeah, we are. It's there's such a huge focus on the whole STEM education, to keep with the acronym theme, which is a little disturbing for me. I figure if you focus so heavily on STEM subjects and only STEM subjects, you wind up creating a citizenry that are very skilled, technical production employees. Where's the innovation? Where's the creativity? Where, you know, you need to teach the arts, but the arts, culture, philosophy, literature, all of it, and it's really been missing. And our strategy of course, at the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs is to fill those gaps in our funding. So we work closely with the schools to try to provide as best we can, because we're not exactly, you know, well-heeled, a well-heeled state agency, but as best we can. So we have artists, a program for artists in residence in schools. We work with partners, the Michigan Youth Arts Association, to provide bus trek grants, which is a small program, $500 for a teacher to take a field trip, because the field trips are gone.
You go by, speaking of acronyms, MACACA.
Yeah.
And you're a big fundraising. I mean, you present grants, right?
Right, that's what we do. We're a granting agency. We provide several different programs for arts and cultural organizations to competitively apply for, and don't ask me about our process, because I love our process, and I will talk for hours.
Yeah.
But they compete, peer review, and we just released
yes.
That's
why
award
I said
enough.
That.
Yeah.
I serve on a couple boards, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of results.
Well,
but
it's online.
Yes, and thank you for doing that, because you are responsible for the success of many, I know, West Michigan boards.
Yeah. Well, they earn it.
Organizations, yes. So back to how you are spending your time in West Michigan. Are any of these, as a public person, can we peek our nose in, or is it basically?
It's a conference that is so, inside baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think that it would be something that the general...
You'd say I'd yawn right away.
Yeah, oh. You,
not me, but yeah.
You have no idea.
Okay.
The codes would put you to sleep right away. But that's why I thought, I got to thinking and I talked to Rich that, you know, I think the public would at least love to hear what the chairman of the endowment has to say. And Aaron is always amazing to listen to. So, and that's why we're providing that plenary session. And this is the first time NASA's ever done anything like this. So we're providing that online for anybody to log on and listen to what Jane has to say.
Where's the best place to find all of your programming, all of what is happening?
Sure. Well, of course, you can find our website easy enough just by Googling MCACA. The National Assembly of State Arts Agencies has all the conference information, and if you want to log on to the live webcast, I think the quickest way to do it would be to go to Detroit Public Television's website and find that there.
Also have a MichiganBusiness.org for more information as well. Well, have a fun time here in West Michigan as we do look at bragging on these state art agencies gathering to keep art alive and to keep NASA with two A's alive as well. All right, go get them. Thank you very much. John Bracey, Executive Director for the State of Michigan Councils for Arts and Cultural Affairs. We'll just spell that right out.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, John.